ignite the fire of learning wherever you are. Join Gonzaga University faculty and leading experts on Zagcast, a podcast series exploring fascinating topics in leadership, sports management, nursing, business, and more. Deepen your understanding and advance your career with Gonzaga's online graduate programs. Learn more and get started at online.gonzaga.edu. Gonzaga University, where knowledge ignites your passion.
This is Sport and Fitness in the Digital Age. I'm Justin Marquis, coming to you from Gonzaga University's Sports Management Program and the Office of Instructional Design and Delivery here in Spokane, Washington, home to the perennially number one ranked Zags men's basketball team. In a little bit of an ironic twist, this inaugural edition of the SFDA podcast is about podcasting. I figured since this is a lesson on podcasts, we should have a podcast to listen to as we learn about the medium. A little bit about the course first. The class is, of course, Sport and Fitness in the Digital Age, which is also the name of the podcast. The class is really sports media and marketing. In addition to learning about the social impacts of sports media and data, we do many different projects in the course. We do audio podcasting, which you're listening to right now, graphic design, interactive design, social media work, and we create videos. The videos we make are for the Kansas City Royals Dominican Baseball Academy. They are cultural training or cultural awareness videos for young Latin American players who will be coming to the U.S. to play baseball. So we do a lot of different projects in this class, and this podcast is the lesson about podcasting for one of those modules. If you're new to the world of podcasting, which some in this class are, you might be asking, what is a podcast? Who has one? What are some examples? Or why would people listen to them? The answer is that podcasts are informative or entertaining online radio shows about a variety of topics, and right now, pretty much everyone listens to one or has one of their own. We're going to dive into the statistics later on in this podcast about how many podcasts are actually available, but let's just say for now that there are more than a million podcasts out there right now, and they come from all sorts of fields, areas of interest, or topics. I'll give you some examples here in a minute. But there are lots and lots of podcasts, and I'm wondering if there's anybody in the audience in this class who has a podcast of their own. So please let me know during our next live session. I'll also ask you to share some examples of podcasts you listen to on a regular basis. Personally, I listen to one in the car every morning with my son. We switch between three different series by Aaron Mankey, who is a historian. We listen to one called The Cabinet of Curiosities, which are short subjects about dark or creepy historical facts. Another of his that we listen to is called Lore. Those are longer pieces about unexplained historical occurrences. And then a third one that we just started listening to since it's Halloween season is called 13 Days of Halloween. I also listen to the No Sleep podcast regularly, and I listen to Album to Album, which is a podcast about David Bowie. My wife listens to some murder mystery podcasts. So really, there are podcasts for every audience and every reason. I personally listen primarily for entertainment. These are subjects that I'm interested in, history, horror, David Bowie, things of that nature, in addition to sports, of course. So I listen to podcasts primarily related to things I'm interested in, but some people listen to them for informational purposes like you are with this particular podcast. The very interesting thing for me about podcasting is that it's a wide open platform. I'm recording this right now on a fairly inexpensive microphone, sitting at my desk in my bedroom on a laptop computer. I know the sound quality may not be studio quality, but it's good enough to get this job done. For me, this is what democracy looks like in many ways. This is a platform facilitated by the internet, which is more or less an open platform where everyone can have their voice heard. Everyone can be heard. Everyone can create their own story, edit it, put it together, and put it out there for other people to listen to. So you can create a great diversity of information with this tool. You can access a great diversity of information in the world by listening to different podcasts, and that is what I hope one of my main lessons is for you to take away from this course and this podcast. While this platform may not make you famous, every podcast may not be the next big podcast, there is a market for all of them, and some of the ways in which those markets come about are in micro communities. I'll talk more about micro-communities in a minute, but some background on the overall platform first. Podcasting is actually a relatively new medium that has been around for about 12 years, and at the time that I initially wrote this for class in 2018, there was about a 26% market saturation, meaning 26% of all Americans listen to a podcast in some format, and that has only increased as the industry has grown in the last 3 years. But if you take, for example, something like radio, that's a 92% market saturation. 92% of all people were listening to the radio or had access to one in 2018. So you see, there's still a large area for growth in podcasting. If I had to guess right now, with more people still at home from the pandemic, I'd think that podcast saturation is closer to 50% as of now. In 2018, the podcasting industry grew to about $600 million in revenue. In 2020, it rose to $842 million in revenue, and it's predicted to be a billion-dollar industry by 2025. As an example of what big business this is, Gimlet Media was recently acquired by Spotify for $200 million. So this is big business and growing all the time. I promised you some more stats earlier. There are approximately 1.5 million discrete podcasts as of 2020. These are different shows that you could listen to on a variety of platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, among many others. There are over 34 million episodes available for you to download right now, and I'm going to guess that there are considerably more than that since that data is a year old. Your average listener, though, only subscribes to 6 shows, so that's where you get a 1 in 6 chance of being the show that resonates with someone and becomes one of the 7 episodes that they listen to each week. As I said, I listen to 1 or 2 every day in the car. I have a short commute, so the one I listen to, The Cabinet of Curiosities, are short episodes. Each episode is about 5 to 8 minutes long. The 13 Days of Halloween episodes are between 8 and 15 minutes long, and so we can listen to one on the way to school each morning. Lore episodes and Album to Album, the other two I regularly listen to, are each between 30 and 60 minutes long for each episode. According to a 2020 Forbes article, the most common ways in which podcasts are consumed by people are that 49% of all people listen to podcasts in the home, while washing dishes or cooking dinner. The rest of the people who listen to podcasts primarily are listening while commuting to and from work, like I do, or they're listening to them while they exercise. The most important thing to understand is who is actually listening to all of these podcasts, and this is fascinating about podcasts. As I mentioned previously, podcasts are democratizing participation in media creation. The internet has created an ability for micro-communities to grow and flourish, and podcasting is one of those outlets for these micro-communities. So you might ask, what's a micro-community? These are small affinity groups of people who have a particular common interest, and you can find these communities online around almost any interest or micro-subject, horror movies, sports teams, knitting, anything. For example, if you're a fan of Stephen King, as I am, there's a podcast, really several, such as Strawberry Fields, which just dropped this month. If you're a fan of a particular sports team, there's a podcast about that sports team. If you're a fan of a particular fitness device, app, or type of exercise, there's probably a podcast about that fitness-related topic as well. There's literally a podcast for every kind of small affinity group you can imagine. And that's all enabled by the internet. Google has built a podcasting platform into their search engine, and now Alexa can answer questions by playing a relevant podcast. Just say, Alexa, tell me about X, and Alexa will find and give you options to hear a podcast about that topic. Again, there's all kinds of diversity of topics. Of course, there's news, there's sports, fitness, mystery, or children's podcasts, 70s TV podcasts. There's basically a podcast for anything you can think of or that you're interested in. And if there isn't, you can start your own. Starting your own sounds great, but why would you do it? Seems like a lot of work, right? I'll tell you, because these things can be monetized. While there is some evidence right now that the market is becoming saturated or maybe even oversaturated, that doesn't mean that there's not still a market for whatever podcast you might be interested in creating. And there's multiple ways to monetize or profit off a podcast. Many of your larger shows are now ad-based. That's how they generate revenue. For the podcasts I listen to, they all have commercials that are thrown in at the beginning. Sometimes they split the show and put a commercial in the middle, or sometimes they just have them at the end. They're selling ads just like you would in any newspaper, magazine, or on a website. Many of them are also now turning into subscription services. Aaron Mankey's podcasts have 2 versions. He has a subscription service through Patreon. You can listen to the regular podcast for free, but there are extended episodes, outtakes, and bonus episodes all via subscription only. That's becoming more common and probably will follow the subscription model we're seeing with TV streaming platforms pretty soon. We're already seeing that with XM Radio, for example. There's also another way that podcasts are generating revenue. That is through derivative content like TV shows. Right now, TV shows are one of the main areas where podcasting is really taking off. Because TV networks and the proliferation of streaming services is so huge, they are desperate for content. So you end up with Netflix or Amazon or HBO looking for content, and they're desperate to have original content. So you end up with a show like Lore that gets picked up by Amazon and now has two seasons, produced by the showrunners for The Walking Dead. HBO has a couple of podcast-originated shows available right now, and Two Dope Queens and Serial, which is about serial killers. Those are both now available on HBO, and they started their lives as podcasts. There is a market for podcast-related content that gets turned into other types of media. Hopefully your interest is piqued by the possibilities. The question then becomes, how do you start your own podcast? This advice is the same as I give my students for starting on any social media platform. To begin with, you must have a clear and well-defined purpose. Know what you want to accomplish with your podcast. What's your mission? What's your goal? Do you have a credo or a mission statement to give some defining purpose in creating your podcast? You have to have a clear definition, a clear understanding of why are you making it before you can expect an audience to ever sign on and listen to it. Next, you need to have a clear topic or topics that you focus on and brand your media as. Previously, I was the online personality for a website called onlineuniversities.com. I was a blogger and education writer for that website, and when I started that job, I generated a clear topics list for the site. I wrote about educational technology, the effect of politics and policy on education, the future of education, and topics related to those areas. I literally wrote down what the areas were that I was going to cover and outlined those in an initial introductory blog post. You should do the same with any podcast you think about creating, explaining what areas the podcast is going to cover. That initial outlining can even turn into a recurring introduction of sorts. I just started a new horror movie podcast called Nightlight, which gives a 2 to 3 minute overview of why they do the podcast at the start of each episode. You provide this intro because you want people to be engaged and interested and know what to expect from any episode they choose to listen to. The last element you need to be crystal clear on before you begin a podcast or other social media project is the users or listeners for your podcast. They have to be clear and well-defined in your mind. Who are you writing for? With me, for online universities, it was easy. I was writing to drive traffic to the website, primarily for people planning to or thinking about going back to college, pursuing a degree in an online degree program. But I also wanted to expand that audience to include people teaching online. So I had two very clear audiences that I was writing my blog for, and I was targeting one of those groups in every posting. It's the same thing with a podcast. You want to know who you're talking to, who you think is listening to your show. Are they just a casual fan for your sports team podcast? Or are you trying to inform people about a specific health or fitness related topic, like an exercise or diet program? Are you writing for people who might be media creators? In my instructional design office here at Gonzaga, we keep toying with the idea of starting a podcast around instructional design and delivery that'll be targeting towards people who are doing instructional design and educational media production and or teaching online. We have a clear audience for that particular podcast. So that's the planning phase, but how do you actually start your podcast? Again, you need the equipment. That's an easy one, right? Microphone, relatively inexpensive, a free program like Audacity that I'm using to record this episode, because that's what I'll be teaching the students in class. That's a free program. Really, those two things and free sound effects or the ability to create sound effects, and you can get started immediately. But you also have to know who you are. You have to have your personality. I'm a PhD in instructional media and a teacher. That's my personality. I'm enthusiastic and engaged with the topic and hopefully pretty geeky about technology and media. That's how I want to come across, as informed, informative, hopefully engaging, and fun. You need to know who you are or want to be and cultivate that personality. That personality can be outrageous. I've done some work with John Boyer, who's the Plaid Avenger at Virginia Tech. He doesn't do a podcast specifically, but he has lots of web shows, and his personality is crazy, super outrageous and zany. He's wearing all plaid all the time, including plaid Lone Ranger masks, and that's how he teaches. That's his style. That's his persona that he's developed for his show. So you can be a little outrageous. You can be funny, silly, or super serious. You can be like Sal Khan, the founder of Khan Academy, and be the intellectual. You can be whoever you want to be, but make sure you know who that is and always come across as the same personality. Whoever you choose to be, you can't be shy. In any social media platform, you need to be willing to put yourself out there, have opinions, take tough stances, share them, and also advertise to put the word out that you have this podcast. It's available. You should listen to it. Put it on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any platform you've got to get it out there. Send it to people, pitch it to people, and post it everywhere. That's the best way to get recognized. When I was blogging, I would do regular searches for myself online to see how far my posts were spreading. From my single site, I got regularly reposted to dozens of other education sites. My posts got cited annually in the Horizon Report, an annual report on emerging trends in educational technology. And I even found that one of my posts became the basis for national edtech policy in New Zealand. My information literally spread to the other side of the world through a very simple process that I've outlined here. So that's the dissemination piece. I'll also recommend that after you record posts, you test drive them. Put them out there for people you trust to give you honest and open feedback. They can provide feedback on the persona, the content, the production values, anything they're willing to talk to you about. Once you've done some testing, spread your posts on social media. Start to build that platform, build your persona, build your influence, get it out there, and be consistent on social media. That's one of the other things about this. You not only need to be consistent in who you are and what you talk about, you need to be consistent in the number of podcasts you put out and when you release them. I would recommend producing at least one a month, because the first time somebody comes back looking for the second episode of your podcast and there's nothing available, you've lost them. They will not subscribe. People will come back pretty quickly. Remember, your average listener downloads 7 episodes a week, so be consistent, produce regularly, every 2 weeks, once a month at the least. Be consistent both in the amount of content you put out there and in how you market it. I would recommend putting your content on social media on a regular basis and as often as you can, even if you're promoting old episodes. Do be specific about the content on your podcast as well. Don't just put the title on social media. Give a teaser so you can hook your audience. Find a great quote or significant piece of information and tweet or post that. If you can do those things and you have an interest you're passionate about, you might just have the makings of an affinity group to create something for and share your view with like-minded people. You could have the formula for a successful podcast. To bring things back full circle for a moment, we need to remember that the podcast market may be about saturated right now, and it might be hard to penetrate that market. But you never know if your content will garner an audience, so it's worth a try. And if you know who you are, have a personality, test drive your posts, have and advertise a clear topics list, have a well-defined purpose, and you know who your audience is, you can be well-positioned to create a podcast that has a shot at success and also make it interesting. I'm excited to listen to your podcast submissions as part of this class, or if you want to branch out and start one beyond the scope of this assignment. I'm always happy to be one of your test listeners and give you feedback to help you launch your podcast. And thanks for listening.